This is your morning buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore, fresh off a weekend in Lexington, Kentucky. My colleague Michael Smith and I presented our Athletic Director of the Year Award to Kentucky's Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart during Saturday night's game in Lexington as the Wildcats beat Missouri. It was a great weekend, great to be on campus and meet a lot of people in the Wildcats athletic department. So, good times at Lexington. Let's start with baseball, where we now have a totally different series than the last time I chatted with you on Buzzcast. Now it's 3-2 Astros going back to Houston, momentum clearly behind the Astros. Last night, President Trump was booed during Game 5 of the World Series at Nationals Park. Trump was announced on the public address system after the third inning. There are a couple of interesting angles around this appearance. It's the first time Trump attended a Washington sporting event since becoming president. In addition, the Nationals, owned by the Lerner family, had sought to keep politics out of his trip, did not invite Trump to the World Series. They basically turned it over to Major League Baseball, who arranged the logistics with the president's administration. So pretty interesting behind-the-scenes storylines there with President Trump's appearance. We have not seen any ratings from over the weekend, so we'll keep an eye on that in Monday's Daily. Also, the other storyline around the World Series has been the length of games. Going into last night, they were averaging nearly 4 hours, 3 hours and 54 minutes. Now, last night's game was much quicker, but again, the length of game narrative has been undercurrent throughout this series. Again, Game 6 tomorrow night in Houston. Let's move on to golf, where our John Oran broke exclusively over the weekend that CBS is making some major changes to its golf broadcast team. Peter Costas and Gary McCord will not be part of CBS's PGA Tour coverage starting this January. That ends around a three-decade run for both of those personalities. McCord has been with the network since 86, Costas since 92. What does it mean? Hard to say right now going forward, but CBS under Sean McManus trying to re-energize its golf broadcasts. Let's move on to women's soccer yesterday, where the NWSL title game was played in North Carolina. A record crowd of more than 10,200 people were at the Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, North Carolina, to see the North Carolina Courage beat the Chicago Red Stars 4-0. It was the Courage's second consecutive NWSL title. This team is really one of the strongest teams in the league, has been for some time. That is a great capper to a very successful season for the NWSL to get 10,000 in that building. Good for them. They have some momentum to build going into next year with new franchises and a lot of interested markets in hosting an NWSL team. Keep your eye on that league. Let's stay with women's sports, where an interesting story out of Canada, Elliot Friedman, very well regarded, reported that there is word that the NHL is working on a women's hockey league if the league believes they need to step in. Now remember, the NWHL is the only existing professional league in North America. After the CWHL ceased operations, there's been a lot of calls for the NHL to step in here. Gary Bettman has been a little bit reluctant, not sure he wants to move into the women's hockey space, but I know from sources behind the scenes that they've been working on a plan. This seems to confirm it, that if they need to step in with a women's hockey league, they may be ready to go. And let's end with a couple of quick hitters. This broke late Friday. Bloomberg reported at first the Players Tribune is reportedly exploring a potential sale. The media entity is working with a financial advisor and could be sold in the next coming weeks. Not a surprise for me. I've heard some issues about the Players Tribune possibly being on the market. Two introductions today in the sports world. The Pirates will introduce new team president Travis Williams. Of course, he used to work in Pittsburgh, went to work for the Islanders, now returns to Pittsburgh. And the Red Sox today have landed their new president of baseball operations. Chaim Bloom will be introduced today. He, of course, comes from the Rays. So, a lot going on this last Monday of October, October 28th. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great start to your week.